just a reminder with regard to this work and logo praxis principles in general is that, you know, the whole point is to see the proprium, to see where it gets in the way. So that's the work. And the second part of that is not to be identified with it. I mean, one thing that the writings constantly put us in front of is the nature of the proprium. Our job is not to change it. Our job is to acknowledge it and get distance from it, because it will always be there. It's a necessary part of the human condition. So this work is really about having the things associated with the proprium pushed to the external of our mind, if you like, so that what is of the Lord can be at the internal area ruling everything. The only reason the proprium gets in the way is because of our attachment to it. The fact that it's that we see those, we have those moments of insight, is really the Lord's mercy at work, so that we can recognize it and don't get too fanciful about how good we might be or whatever. You know, like, we're kept in a state of humility through this process, and that's what's needed if the Lord is to flow in. Just sort of building around that a little bit. So the proprium is the sense of self we've invested in up to the point where we begin to engage in spiritual work. And so the proprium is built up from the idea that we have life in ourselves, that life is our own, that we are the source of it. So that's its central principle. And of course, it's a lie. So everything that's added to that over the course of our lives is evil and false, just by pure definition of the starting point. But it's a necessary progression. It's transitory. That's supposed to be that. Because in the end, what we're asked to do is to lay down our life and lay that down in order to receive new life from the Lord. So if you don't have a life that you can lay down, then you don't go through the struggle, which builds up a new will. So the whole idea of going to the Word, taking truths and applying them, is the means by which we work as of ourself. It's from the Lord, but it always feels as if it is from ourself, our own effort, that a new will and understanding is actually built up, so that we can be then separated from that sense of self that we have acquired from the love of self and the love of the world. So that's it in a nutshell.